For the second year now, the city of Brno has hosted a week-long festival commemorating its rich multicultural past. The Moravian capital, once home to large German and Jewish communities, was deprived of its minorities during and in the aftermath of the Second World War. Under the umbrella title Meeting Brno, the festival's multiple events try to shed light onto some of the glorious as well as painful moments in the city's history and discuss the issues of guilt, revenge, justice, forgiveness and reconciliation. Pavla Horáková has more.
Die Schatzis, a German yodeling duo, are singing to passengers on a tram in the center of Brno. Doreen Kutzke and Therese Marcinkiewicz were among the 100-plus performers who took part in this year's Meeting Brno, lasting over the course of 10 days, in various venues around the Moravian capital. The festival's founding mother and program director is the best-selling Czech author Kateřina Tučková.
Meeting Brno is a multicultural festival. We have now the second year of Meeting Brno festival, and we introduce here high culture, also low culture. We organize discussion for us and also some special event where people from different countries meet together with citizens of Brno or South Moravian County. The main program of this year is a meeting of descendants of Brno Jewish families who were involved in textile industry since the beginning of 19th century. Here live families such as Tugendhat, Löwber or Šťastný. However, in the middle of the last century, a lot of them didn't survive Holocaust or had to emigrate because their property was confiscated. And we invite them nowadays for this festival to meet with the Brno authorities and also with the Brno audience for discussion for us to discuss this very soft, touchy, sensitive topic. And I have to say that it was really very successful, the whole families or member from the families, which is now from the second or third generation, were very happy that so many Brno people invite them, welcome them and were so interested in their sad stories.
The first major event of the festival was a march in the footsteps of the local Germans, who were driven out of the city to Austrian borders on the last days of May 1945. The participants now symbolically walked in the opposite direction, from the village of Pohořelice back to Brno, to a gathering spot from where the march took off 72 years ago. Another emotional occasion was the reunion of the descendants of the Jewish industrialist families that gave the city some of its most remarkable architectural gems, such as the Tugendhat and Šťastný villas, and helped to turn it into one of the major centres of the textile industry in Europe. Invited by the Brno authorities, the descendants took part in a public debate at the city hall and also went on a tour of the nearby towns where their families had originally hailed from and where their ancestors had started their first small businesses from scratch.
Festival gathered people who are just invited to spend the time in Brno, like a descendant from the Brno Jewish families, and the number of this group is 110 people from all over the world. They came to Brno, to the city of their roots from four continents. Some of them are from Australia, Canada, USA, also from Venezuela and Brasilia, so they really spent a long way to come to Brno. And around 70 artists and guests who are involved in discussion for us are joining us to perform during the week. Last year 11,000 people joined the 1 week long festival, and this year we are on the half. We have no exact numbers, but it seems it will be more people than last year, so we are looking forward to the end of the festival to counting. I hope it will be doubled.
A giant scaffolding was raised in the middle of a park on one of the city's central squares, bearing the headline Unity in Diversity in four languages. Its outline was the exact shape of the ground plan of the former Deutsches Haus, the German building, a majestic community and cultural center of Brno's German population, which stood there between 1891 and 1945. Having been turned into one of the Nazi headquarters in the city, it was damaged during the Allied bombing and fighting in May 1945 and finally demolished in August of that year. The construction served as a makeshift stage for a number of concerts and performances, but also as the festival's meeting point. On Wednesday and Thursday, it was the starting point of a special event called Šalina Music Tour, Šalina being the local slang term for tram. Initiated by the internationally recognized Brno-based artist Kateřina Šedá, the tour brought together around 50 musicians and performers who got on Brno trams and played and sang for the passengers for 2 days. Kateřina Šedá launched the tour on Wednesday morning in front of the former Deutsches Haus.
I believe the most important people are sitting here in the audience now. They are the musicians who will for 2 days try and improve the atmosphere on trams. I hope the annoyed faces that we know from public transport will brighten up and enthusiasm will prevail. I had organized this event in Helsinki and it was my long-standing wish to bring it over to Brno, and I'm grateful to Kateřina that it was possible to make it happen with the help of the transport authority. It's great, and I think it will serve as inspiration to other cities. Various types of bands will appear on the trams, Roma bands, musicians from Ukraine and Germany. Passengers are strongly encouraged to take photos and make videos of the bands to interact with them.
The yodeling duo, Die Schatzis from Germany, said a few words before hopping on a tram and taking passengers by surprise during their daily commute.
Now, it's so nice. Of course, it's fine for us to come to see you the first time in Brno, for me. And we are, our name is the Schatzis. We call ourselves the Schatzis. This is our name. So, yeah, we are glad. We are looking forward to play in the tram.
I also want to say I'm very happy to be here. I've spent a lot of time in my childhood in Czech Republic. We lived in Prague for half a year. So I haven't been here for the last 20 years now, but it's a pleasure to share what we love doing with you and to meet other musicians from the other neighboring countries. And I'm very excited. I love it. Thank you.
Of course, Die Schatzis sang in German, as one of the tour's goals was to try and revive the former linguistic diversity of Brno. Tram passengers from Brno were also treated to some folk music from closer to home. The band Kubici, playing South Moravian folk music, entertained the unsuspecting commuters for a full hour and a half, 3 times a day, changing tram lines back and forth, its musicians having to hold their balance in the moving vehicles. Apart from the city and municipal authorities, the festival is supported and backed by a multitude of organizations, both Czech and international. Its director and founding mother, Kateřina Tučková.
We are supported by City Brno, then by South Moravian country. We are supported also by Ministry of Culture, Czech-German Future Fund, Goethe Institute. These two joined us because this festival meeting Brno is the part of Czech-German Cultural Spring, which celebrates 20 years of signing the Czech-German Declaration. And then we have a lot of small supporters, such as Brno organization like Brno House of Art or Philharmonie Brno or Museum of Roma Culture, Amnesty International, Foundation and a lot of other cooperators and supporters, and we are very thankful to them, because without them such a big festival couldn't happen.
Reconciliation efforts in this country usually don't go without controversies, and protesters did show up this time too, voicing their disagreement with the idea or form of Czech-German reconciliation. Festival organizer Kateřina Tučková again.
Part of Meeting Brno Festival is also the March of Reconciliation, where we recall the Brno, so-called Brno Death March, which happened in the May 1945. In this Brno Death March were 20,000 Brno women, children and old people expelled from Brno because they were of German language and German culture. And usually in the end of this March of Reconciliation is a small demonstration. This year there were about 30 people who cried and protested against our march, which consisted on 400 people. So nothing terrible happened, but yeah, some demonstration usually happens.
This year's Meeting Brno was an eventful week in a blooming city with a colourful and proud history. A city which is now confident enough to acknowledge and celebrate its nearly forgotten great sons and daughters of German and Jewish heritage, as well as come to terms with the shadows in its past.